The United Nations is expected to vote in the next day or two on a resolution that could lead to a war against Iraq. Members of the Bush administration spent the weekend lobbying for those votes with members of the Security Council. They also lobbied the American people. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Secretary of State and the President's National Security Advisors spent the weekend making the case that the United States is ready to act regardless of the United Nations.
Well, I think they certainly did make that case and made a lot of references to past failures of the United Nations, failing to act in Kosovo, failing to act in Rwanda. But I think also there's a strong sense now that the time has come. The troops are in place. There are a quarter of a million troops near Iraq, around Iraq. And now there are more foreign policy issues on the president's plate. North Korea testing a cruise missile over the weekend, reports of Iran having nuclear weapons, lots of other things for him to deal with. And the sense that the more time passes, the weaker the administration gets in terms of the United Nations. The French foreign minister out over the weekend lobbying in Africa, lobbying the African nations that are on the Security Council. More marches around this country. The administration still has majority support for war, according to the polls, but the voices of opposition are growing. That's particularly true in the churches. Of course, the president met last week with a papal envoy, but they're preaching from the pulpits in Catholic churches against this war, and I think there's a sense that acting quicker is better than waiting.
There were stories over the weekend about the president's resolve. What was that about?
Well, it's so interesting because, of course, you wouldn't have those stories unless the White House wanted you to have those stories. They were put out there for us to consider. I think that that part of it is a religious aspect in the face of what some of the mainstream churches are saying. But part of it, I'm sure, is that it is true that the president is resolved. But there's a political calculation here that people like a leader and that this shows him as a leader. It's an interesting political calculation, though, Bob, because I think that there might be a male-female component here. I'm not sure how comfortable women are with men who have, quote, no doubts. But this is something that the White House is always calculating, the press conference demeanor of the president last week, so calm and considered, was aimed at not scaring people and, again, particularly not scaring women, who this White House is always keeping in mind in terms of the next election.
The Bush administration seems determined to press ahead quickly toward war, regardless of the politics of the moment. Why?
I think that that you've got to look at the economy when you're making this calculation. It's what I call a 3D economy, the down and out, meaning unemployment way up, the deficits and the dollar. We had those big unemployment numbers on Friday that scared a lot of people and the stock market. We have new reports that the deficit is climbing higher than anticipated, and that's not even with considering the war in Iraq and the tax cut. And the dollar hit new lows against the euro at one point on Friday. So I think that what you have is the economy in this state of suspension, waiting for war. And until the war actually happens, the economy is not going to improve because of the uncertainty. And throw in there the price of oil, and you have even more uncertainty. So I think that there's a desire to get in and get out. That the military scenarios all call for a short war. And if that doesn't happen, the administration is cooked anyway. So they need to try it, get in, get out, and hope that everything gets better.
And the Democrats, hard to hear one coherent voice from them.
Well, that's true. There are a lot of Democrats, of course, running for president. Today, Joseph Biden, senator from Delaware, the highest-ranking Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, has an op-ed in the Washington Post calling for another resolution, UN resolution. He's been one of the real hawks on war against Iraq. The Democrats are trying to walk a fine line here. They have a big base in the party that's against war. And some of their candidates are against war, but they don't want to be anti-defensive, as we've said before. And also, it's important to keep in mind these congressional Democrats are sitting in those briefings where they're hearing about terrorism, and they're quite concerned themselves.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.